says I'm going a bit fast, maybe.
One says something. Record it.
Good evening, welcome everybody to the Planning Committee meeting on Monday the 9th of July. I'll start off with item Planning 1118 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Buxton and Sherwin. Acceptable reasons have been given in both cases.
Okay, proposer for accepting apologies, Councillor Hart. Seconded, Councillor Clark. Those in favour? Unanimous. Excellent. Item PL 1218 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. No. Just one item for me, as I've spoken to the clerk about it already. Item I, referring to East Barnley Road. I am familiar with the person through Futures Committee. Although I don't know him personally, I'm told that is acceptable.
Yes, so it'll go down to non-statutory interest.
So item 1318 is to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee from the 4th of June. Does anyone have any comments, corrections?
I wasn't here.
No? Then I propose that we declare these acceptable. Seconded, Councillor Clark. Those in favour?
I don't believe I can because I wasn't here.
The chair of the council explained at the last council meeting that you should trust your fellow councillors and therefore you can vote to accept.
Okay, vote to accept.
In that case, unanimous. That was one of the items in the audit.
Thank you.
There's been an excess number of abstentions.
Okay.
Okay. Item PL 1418. Report back on those minutes. Is there anything to report?
No actions to report back.
No. It's fine. So we move on to the public participation, item PL 1518, for 15 minutes. So I suspend standing orders. If there are any members of the public here that wish to say anything, you have 15 minutes, 3 minutes per item. Yes, please.
Okay. My name's Caroline Stokes. I'm speaking to you about item E on the agenda. I don't know whether this is the time and place to speak about that now, whether it should be what we've spoken about already. I've never been to one of these before.
This is your only chance to have any say.
Okay. Yes. In October 2017, we submitted a renewal application for our dog boarding licence. We had not seen anyone from South Cambridgeshire District Council on this matter for over 4 years. We were visited by the new Environmental Health Officer dealing with dog boarding licences. She stated that the legislation had changed in relation to the kennelling of dogs, and these are that air conditioning should be provided when it got over 26 degrees, as it has been at this moment, extra heating if it's under 10 degrees, dogs cannot see each other, dogs have to leave without upsetting other dogs, and there was to be no nose-to-nose contact, and other items that were all listed that had been contributed to by the RSPCA. We were unable to comply with these new rules as our kennels are 43 years old, and despite making some investments to get us over the new year period, unfortunately our kennels were forced to close on the 31st of March this year. We have lost our business and our livelihood, and we've been told that as these are commercial buildings on a brownfield site, we will have to pay double business rates after a 3 month empty period. Quotes to rebuild the kennels have been in the region of £250,000, and as my husband has reached retirement age, it does not seem feasible. We have therefore applied for the planning permission to build two eco-friendly houses on the kennel site, and I would respectfully ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. We shall take that into account when we consider that item.
I have printed out some little handouts of that, if that would help you.
Yes, you can pass them through, please. Thank you. Anything else?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Given that we... Okay, I'll reimpose standing orders then if anyone else wants to say anything. Given that we have members of the public here with an interest in item E and an interest in item D, I believe, 19 health care, I propose that we consider those two items first when we come to that agenda. Okay, so moving on to PL 1618, decision notices. So we have change to roof and elevation of the existing conservatory at 3 John M.P. Way. That was approved by the planning committee, that was supported by the planning committee and district approved it. Conversion of the old telephone exchange on Royston Road was objected to by planning committee and district have upheld that and refused planning for it, although for different reasons to our objections. Item C, four bedroom dwelling at Foxfield House was also refused by district. We objected to it. Item D is demolition of the existing bungalow and construction of two chalet style detached dwellings on London Way. We supported that, but that was refused by District Council. And there was a loft conversion at number 8, the Lawns Close, and this has been dismissed. An appeal against that was dismissed by District, although we supported it. Planning Inspector, was it? So we note all of those. So we're moving on to PL 1818.
It may be worth pointing out, Chair, that I appear to have missed out PL 17 from the agenda somehow.
Yes, indeed. PL 17 does not exist. So moving on, for information only, there's been a non-material amendment of planning permission for 13 Dolphin Lane. So we don't have to discuss that. Likewise, for information only, there has been a discharge of the condition 9 surface water drainage for the bus depot on Newmarket Road. I was going to bring the others forward, but such no point. The proposed tree works at 11 The Lawns, this has actually been invalidated.
Yep.
That was what it was.
What does invalidated mean?
Well, as best we can figure, looking at it, it was, from memory, I think it was tree works inside the conservation area.
Right.
But The Lawns is not inside the conservation area. So unless there's a TPO on it, then it's not required, and I don't think there are any TPOs down there. Mr. Clark.
It basically means that there was either no need for an application in the first place, or the application has insufficient evidence for to claim it to be considered. Either way, the advice that came through from District Council today was do not consider it and do not comment on it.
Okay.
District Councillor Hales.
The whole of the Lawns and Green Banks are TPO'd, the entire site, from the High Street up to Bag Lane, right way across, and Lawns Close.
Not according to the map on District that I was looking at this afternoon with the clerk.
There is a big dispute with the trees officer and the map that says TPO all over it. Giveaway's good for a laugh.
Yeah. I just really registering some frustration when you sort of go and look and it says on the site decision issued, but it doesn't tell you what the decision was.
No.
And so therefore, to be able to sort of learn from what they're saying is quite tricky.
there was an email sent in to the clerk to say it was invalidated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we should not comment on it. Okay, so moving on to item D, is demolish the existing porch and garage of 19 Hale Close and replace with a new porch opening to the side instead of the front. Or the other way around. Sorry. And move the garage forward towards the front of the property. Backwards. Sorry, I've been looking at plans left and right. To move the garage backwards to give two parking spaces on the driveway. This was, from memory, this was in line with the planning application earlier this year for the detached dwelling behind 19 Hales Close that we supported. And the plans, the movement of the porch and garage was shown on those plans as well. Do I have any comments? So, support, no comment?
Mm-hmm.
Nice and quick. Do I have a proposal, please? Councillor Clark. Seconded. Councillor Hart. Those in favour. Thank you very much, unanimous. Item E is outline planning application for the redevelopment of the kennels and cattery that we were heard about in the public section. This is at just across the 505 at Flint Cross. Personally, I think it's a shame they have to close because I was one of your customers. However, do I have any...
Can you declare an interest? As a previous customer, Chair, just for clarity, now you said that.
Very well, I will declare an interest as a previous customer. Mr. Clark.
Given that the application is not for the use to which you have put the facility before, and given that if you were to declare an interest and leave the meeting, the committee would become in court and you wouldn't be able to say anything about it at all, I would suggest it goes down as a non-statutory interest in as much as you know the applicant.
I don't know the applicant. I was a customer of that business.
Okay, in that case, there's no need to declare an interest.
That do you still have a dog?
I still have a cat.
Just a comment that there is an... I always find it useful to look at the neighbour comments and see
indeed,
that the neighbour...
there is a support.
There's a support of it as well.
Yeah. There is one neighbour comment supporting it, yes.
The only thing I picked up was the water table issue.
Is it a flood risk assessment?
Yes. We've got the letter about contamination, potential contamination. Is that contamination?
Not contamination. No. It's it is fairly near to the floodplain, but it has to be. We submitted a flood risk assessment, but in view of all these wet winters and hot summers, they want now to be a 35%. So we've just got to rewrite the flood risk assessment has to be rewritten.
Mm-hmm. So. Support with no comments?
Yeah.
Happy to do that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to do that as well, so I'll propose for a change. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Hart and those in favour. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good night. So, moving on to item F is... F and G are both from R2 developments relating to dwellings on New Road. Item F is for 18 dwellings and item G is an amendment to the 23 dwellings that we objected to last time. I suggest that we discuss G first and then F.
So,
I mean, they seem to be trying to have
yes.
several pots
yes.
of cherry.
Yes, yes, shall we have it? So, 18. But both, doesn't matter, on both of those, from what I could see, the lead local flood authority have said raised an objection and said without those things being resolved, they wouldn't be able to support it. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah. I haven't seen a comment from Highways on the 18.
Which one? The first one, the 18.
But I didn't see any of the amendments on the 23 that satisfied the conditions that Highways put on the unamended one. I still think it's going to be an awfully busy junction there.
But they're putting in it.
Yeah, just Councillor Clark.
With the two roads either side of it, putting a third road out, which is going to be almost dead opposite to where the care home is going to be and all the other cars, it's just too many junctions. It's an accident waiting to happen on the side turning there. It just doesn't look right at all. And I think there's been a lot of neighbour complaints about this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think also I read the overlooking of these two-storey houses on bungalows. It's intrusive as well. Although this was passed originally, it was 18, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Was it?
But yeah, I think he got clearance, then he got greedy, didn't he? And took it out.
The advocate who successfully got the 18 houses approved ran out of time to start the project. So he had 2 years from the point. So it was outline planning as well. Yeah. And he had 2 years to get his reserve matters and start the job. And didn't even know the reserve matters in. So therefore that planning application has lapsed and now can't be actioned. Mm-hmm. So this is the second bite of the cherry.
And third.
Unfortunately for Mater, there is a real significant change from the time when the 18 was first approved, which was this council's attempt with the 64 to try and demonstrate that it was willing to accept and encourage development within the community as part of the local plan. The local plan still hasn't been made, but is now in a South Camden position now to appeal and defend their 5-year land supply. So this now makes it very difficult for developers who are outside of the plan, and this is outside the plan, to be able to successfully say that they can demonstrate and that they have the right to build as a matter of fact. This is not the case now. So, from my point, whether it's Highways, it's a tricky one. Highways have not insisted on any kind of safety improvements for the 199. And so therefore, it might be difficult perhaps for them to insist on this one. I personally think that junction is lethal, or any of those junctions now.
Yeah.
This doesn't help. It's a point to make, but the bigger point would be that we have a 5-year land supply. Mm-hmm. South Cams enjoys a 5-year land supply. This adds harm to the village insofar as increased traffic, increased people, over and above all of the development that we have been subjected to in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, there's inadequate doctor surgery, inadequate schooling, etc.
Schooling, you might be, the college will not support that inadequate schooling because they are short in numbers. So
primary
is over full.
Well, the primary is just about to be extended, and the reason it was extended was to cope with the 199 that was part of their 106. So there, technically, there is something like 6 to 8 years worth of slack in that system. We have to be really, really clear as to what it is that there is. I personally believe that another 20, 22, 23, whatever, houses demonstrate significant harm to the village when you look. And this was one of the things that the appeal inspector quoted quite significantly, and the only thing that stopped him dismissing the appeal on the 199 was the 5-year land supply. Everything else was significant harm to the village. This is another case of significant harm, and this time we have a 5-year land supply.
Yeah.
I think this is where we need to look at. The sewers have got to be upgraded before any houses can be occupied on the 199 because of the wrangling and condition 9 of the plan, the appeal.
Councillor Hales, might I interject there? Mm-hmm. Anglian Water, bless them, has said in their document on there that the sewers are not a problem for the 18 or the 23 option. I agree with you, we should ask for a Grampian to put on if districts see fit to grant this, but I would like to object to it on multiple grounds.
I agree with what you're saying, Chair, but let me put it this way. 199 houses are not all going to be built at once, nor the 75-bed care home, and the Grampian order applies to the whole of the site until the sewage plant is, the sewage system is upgraded to accommodate. So it doesn't matter that they have 20, 22 houses added to the system. The fact is that there's 199 being built across the road which enjoy a Grampian order. And I would insist that there is a Grampian order attached to this, if nothing else. And that's part of the conditions. Mm-hmm. I would ask these are part of the conditions because they will need to build and start selling houses on the 199 to make it a viable proposition almost immediately. So they cannot allow this to go ahead, their works to go ahead without the sewerage being upgraded. So therefore, you do need to have the Grampian in place for this particular one as well. I can't insist more strongly.
I agree with you, and we made exactly that comment at the last planning meeting, or one before.
It would appear for the record, Chair, that Anglian Water do not, or rather have not learned their lesson. They have not done their homework. It was this council that brought them to the table. This council that made them do the hydraulic test, and this council that got them to admit that this system in Melbourne is at capacity now, before any works to improve it, I don't know. So as Councillor Clark said quite rightly, you've got the doctors, which are at the point now of saturation. The schools is perhaps a debatable one. The actual services that the village enjoy.
The primary school has had 60, so that's 2 full form intake this year, and I believe they've got 2 full form intake planned for next year.
That was the part of the process.
Yeah, but that's what they have now.
Yeah.
That's before the 199 have even started being built.
If the committee wishes to put it down, then it's this committee's choice, not anything that I'm going to say to dissuade you. I just think it might be something that's going to have a red pen put for it straight away, given the fact that in September KIA will finish their work at the primary and all of the above works
but the works have only been set up to take two forms per year. At the moment they have 1.5 forms, and we have had 2 form intake this year, and as far as I'm aware there's a planned 2 form entry next year. So that's before we've got any new kids, so that those children will be moving already through here. The school. They're already here.
If you know this, and this is something that the school will put into writing to say that another X amount of children coming along and is the straw on the camel's back, even with the new improvements to the primary, running it down. If that can be proved, then it's great.
I would need to get someone to check the facts for me. That's what I understand.
And Highways haven't made any complaints about another road, a third road going out on that side?
They have on the 23. I don't think they've caught up with the 18 yet.
Yeah.
And as I say, from what I could see, none of the amended drawings showed any significant change to the junction.
No, I mean, really,
it would have to come out onto Victoria Heights, Victoria Way.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't show that now, does it?
No. So straight out onto New Road.
Yeah. I would reject on that basis. Plus, I'll go if you get the information for the school, but also for the doctor's surgery.
And basically, we just repeat what we said last week.
Well, it's going to be a road pinch point anyway. It's going to be a problem point because you will get people pushing it.
Yep. And that gets extremely busy. And some of the complaint letters in there have been from local residents who say that people accessing Saxon Way and PA coming down Orchard Road, so they're all coming past. And even if they don't, even if they come in 505 to the cross and along, there's still a lot of people going through that junction.
I tend to cut through the back streets to get out in that way as well, so there's going to be more traffic coming around, cutting off the corners, so you're going to see more traffic going through ducking and diving to get out.
Yep. So, proposal to object. I would put identical objections into both of these, with the addition, the 23, that it is overdevelopment on top of what was originally planned before we had the 199.
Yeah.
The 18 now, I think, is overdevelopment and harm. But they've put a new one in. A significant harm to the village.
Yeah.
Highways, danger.
Yeah. Pinch point, danger. Schools.
And
doctor surgery.
Doctor surgery and overlooking existing neighbours.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to mention that South Cambs now demonstrates the 5-year land supply. Yeah. And this is outside of the plan.
Yeah.
And the...
So why might somebody not then follow it up sooner than, you know, as you say, when the original was there?
I suspect that the original owner, who was approached by the developer for the 64 to take the site off that person, rejected that offer. And I suspect that person chose to go down a route of development themselves.
Right.
But perhaps then when they were faced with the cost of doing so, ran out of time or couldn't get the funds to do it. As I understand it, it's been sold on.
It's been sold on.
Can we also add to our response that we support the objections by the neighbours as well? Because there are a number of them.
Yes, there are indeed. Yes. Mr. Clark, could you read back all our objections, please?
Yes, so in respect of agenda items F and G, you are objecting to both.
Yes.
You are further stating that the amendments to the 23 is overdevelopment. You are objecting to both on infrastructure capacity grounds, specifically highways, vehicular access, also capacity of the schools and the surgeries. You are objecting to the fact that some of the proposed two-storey dwellings overlook bungalows. You are noting the fact that the local planning authority can now demonstrate a 5-year land supply, and you are supporting the neighbours' objections.
And we are, in the event that district does approve this, we are requesting, demanding that they put a cramp in on development until such time as the sewers have been sorted out, the same as the Grampian on the 199.
Yep.
Do we need to refer at all to the concerns already raised by the lead local flood authority, that we note those?
We can note the concerns.
And don't want them to get lost in the middle of it.
Always best to mention.
Absolutely, yes. We also note, yeah.
Okay, can I have a proposer for all of that? Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Clark. Those in favour, unanimous. Okay, moving on to item H, conversion of a single garage to living accommodation and adding an ensuite on the first floor. This is at 11 Cedar Close.
Does it? I mean, just the thing you note, that it means that there'll be one less opportunity for parking, isn't it? It's reducing the amount of parking spaces from one garage. That's now going to become a...
For anyone listening to the tape, this is a double garage. They're going to take half away.
So where it would have had parking for two vehicles inside garages. There'll be parking for one inside, but will the space be maintained outside the garage?
Yes, yeah. there's no plans to move anything. It's still off-road parking.
So there's two spaces.
The front has just been put to dry. Two-thirds of it has been put to dry.
Right.
Yeah. Plus the fact there is custom practice. And that property is never... So it may well be...
When you look at some of the documentation, it's, you know, the question it asks, will there be gain in parking space or loss of parking space? But if it's off-road parking anyway, it's not so the garages are right onto the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's anything like most of the double garages of people that I know, it's not much space for cars anyway.
Yeah.
Can't get mine in. From the word go.
Are we supporting this?
Yep.
With no comments? I'll propose this one then. Seconded Councillor Clark. Those in favour? Unanimous. And the last one, item I, conversion of existing garages into a living space for the existing dwelling and a new garage outbuilding in the garden, incorporating vehicle parking, storage and a home office. This is at East Barn on New Road. Mr. Mag sent an email round to the clerk and some members of the committee whose email addresses he has, stating that the main reason for the large garage is to redress some of the invasion of his privacy and the overlooking by the care home that is essentially wrapped around East and West Barnes, as has been discussed at length by this committee. It looks not unreasonable. The existing garage is attached to the property via the porch. It would just be a walkway through. I really don't see any issue with it. Yeah. District Councillor Hales.
Chair, if you don't mind, I rarely do this, but I've been on site to look at this, given the controversy, shall we say, of the care home and what have you. And now that you see in the flesh where the buildings are going to go, etc., and moved and what have you, not that I'm having an effect on this committee, but from a personal point of view, from my position here, I would support this. But it is something that the owner is grieved to be doing. Their invasion of privacy, if you like, because this is quite significant.
Can I ask a question? Because I was just
certainly
feeling confused going through this. So the question I asked earlier on, just so the applicant is the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, on one of the documents on the site, it says ownership certificates, agricultural land declaration, and it's got certificate of ownership down as Peterhouse College. Are Peterhouse College the people that sold the land for 199 houses?
Yes.
So I'm just trying to work out why that they name also, appears on
they
the...
They also have to have that because the front drive, where the front ramp off of New Road goes to the applicant's gate, which is underneath the tree.
Right.
There is a driveway that goes off to the left of a little cottage which is still owned by Peterhouse.
Right.
And that drive is Peterhouse College. So this is an application that says that they're the landowner, they have to cross.
Right, okay.
So it's just that little drive. The rest of it is quite round. It's just that drive.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. I see no reason not to support.
Okay, proposer to support with no comment, Councillor Clark. Seconded, Councillor Hart. And those in favour? Unanimous. There being no other business, closing.